It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip?
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Jamie Lee Curtis revealed she had eye surgery at 25 after a cinematographer criticized her appearance.
He was like, yeah, I'm not shooting her today. Her eyes are baggy. And I was 20. Five. So for him to say that was very embarrassing. So as soon as the movie finished, I ended up having some plastic surgery. That's just not what you want to do when you're 25 or 26. And I regretted it immediately and have kind of sort of regretted it since.
Yeah, part of the reason she regretted it is because she became dependent on painkillers following the surgery and had a long-time addiction. Jamie Lee now encourages women to embrace natural beauty, which she has. Cassie was back on the witness stand yesterday in the Diddy trial. Can't give you details. This is a family show. Are Blake Lively's lawyers extorting Taylor Swift? Elizabeth Hurley recently explained her relationship with Billy Ray Cyrus that surprised many, but she says not her.
I think people found Billy and I being together a little surprising. It's not surprising to me because we're actually quite similar and get on extremely well. But yes, there has been quite a reaction. We both like to laugh a lot, and we both love the country. And we both love country music, both love movies. We've got a lot in common.
Thank you so much, Nikki. And cowboy boots.
Definitely.
Cowboy boots. I did not have Elizabeth Hurley and cowboy boots on my 2025 bingo card. Neither did I have Willie Nelson and Steve Perry. They have a new version of Journey's hit Faithfully, and the proceeds of the song benefit Farm Aid, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. Justin Bieber recently shared in a now-deleted 13-slide carousel on Instagram where he used a face filter while reflecting on his fishing experiences, faith, and personal values.
I don't mean to get in between the stuff that you got going on with, you know, a couple of the people around you. It's what we like to say. It's an abuelo. You've been hurt. You've been afraid. You have been shut down.
Y'all, I did not touch that voice. That was the Instagram from Justin Bieber. I don't even know what to say about that. I also don't know what to say about what could go wrong with Pete Davidson moving in with his girlfriend. He's going to end up back in his mom's basement. Who are we kidding? Gwyneth Paltrow joined Drew Barrymore and Ross Matthews on her show to discuss whether partners needed to dislike the same people.
Is it a red flag? Like, is it a sign of a systemic problem if you feel that you have to go along with your partner and you can't express your own truth?
Especially to avoid a conflict with them. Absolutely.
Or can it just be fun? Like, who do we hate today? Who do we hate?
That's okay. Stop. I can't go there. Toni Braxton. Braxton wore a sheer black button-up blouse and a see-through lace skirt to her son's college graduation, and some people thought it was inappropriate. Do I care? No, I don't. And a Kardashian alert. Kendall Jenner chipped her front tooth while heading to a Knicks game, and it was caught on video by her sister Kylie. They were on a private jet, of course. You know, probably Kylie's private jet. Take a listen.
Did my nail just come off? Or was it my tooth? You are not going to the Knicks game today.
Yeah. They were going to the Knicks game with Timothée Chalamet. And Kendall ended up laughing. I'm pretty sure that was Kylie talking through the whole thing, but when they giggle like that, I can't tell the difference. Yeah, that was a Kardashian alert, and it's all part of the Daily Dust. And I'm not going to say anything else except you're welcome.